How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What kind of ignorant shit is that?
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
You idiot, you fool!
Hey, dummy!
This is the Ignorance is Blessed podcast.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Hey, idiots. Welcome back to another exciting solo episode of Ignorance is Blessed. I'm going to start labeling the ones that are just me, singleton, at the title. That way you know. Ow. Oh, motherfucker. How do you like my new podcast setup? Kill me. My God, that hurt. Listen, I'm talking a little bit about stuff going on in the world. Probably vomit ideas. And then I have a Zoom meeting for wildlife conservation that I want to volunteer with. Do I make enough money that I should be volunteering places? No. But I love animals and I'm in a weird flux right now. I need something that is a consistent source of joy where I don't have to rely on someone else's schedule. I mean, obviously I'm relying on their schedule if I volunteer for them, but like, I love collaboration. I don't like the organization part of it. The coordinating schedules and dealing with other people's things and my things and how they line up. It's like if I can't get something on a regular schedule, I would rather just be like, well, we don't need to keep doing this. Huh? What a waste. It's too stressful. Because it is. But also, I have been off my ADHD medication stimulants since God knows when this year, and it's been a journey. It has been a journey. I'm taking a sip of water for those of you just listening. Please enjoy this delicious sound. Was that too loud? My boyfriend says I swallow water too loud. How is that even a thing? But here we are. And now I feel like I have to cough or sneeze. God. Okay. Listen. There's drones over New Jersey. What's going on? Everything I'm reading is like the government doesn't know, or they do know, or they might know. We don't know. We're fucked. I mean, first, the things I heard were like, oh, it's fine. These are just not, we're not sure what they are, but it, honestly, I can't even, I listen to my news on podcasts and I do it so erratically that I can't even remember which day was which. So I shouldn't say what order people are saying anything. And it's just a story that seems to continue on. And I'm sorry. Look, no one's going to like what I'm about to say. Everyone's going to get all clinch their butthole, freedom, whatever. No one should have drones. There shouldn't be drones. Enough with the drones. You shouldn't be able to buy them as a private citizen. You shouldn't be able to use them as a government. Fucking, if you want to see what's going on somewhere, you should have to go there, okay? Unless, now I just realize that's counterintuitive to this whole thing, because you're seeing what's going on here and you're not here. If you're watching this, you're hearing what's going on here if you're not here and you're listening. But it's just, you shouldn't be able to like, I just don't even know how they could possibly regulate that, but they've got to come up with something. And also, in a time where people are already up in arms about the government and people are so divided politically and with what's going on in the world, it's a very bad time for there to be, I don't know. I don't think it's aliens. I do think maybe it's someone who we owe money to. we being the country. Or maybe it's just a bunch of fucking Jersey Guidos in their house being like, check this out. And now they're just doing it more because they think, oh shit, it's getting steam. I mean, what are the laws on that? Is the person who is responsible for that going to get in trouble if it is just an individual? I mean, how do you regulate the airspace? I think about that all the time because in Back to the Future 2, we had flying cars by now. 2015. We are almost a decade past that. And I believe someone has a car that can fly, but I don't think it's public knowledge yet, you know? But when I just looking at the amount of trash on the street, people's inability to just make it to a garbage can. I can't have people in the sky. I mean, the amount of fender benders in Los Angeles on the ground, flying cars couldn't exist until maybe cars are all unmanned, which, does anyone else live in a city that has these Waymos? We have Waymos here, so that's the brand name, I guess. I'm not sure what kind of car it is. Like, I think it is another automobile, like a Toyota or something. I don't think Waymo's its own car. I could be wrong. Welcome to the podcast. It's about learning, where we do no research and I just say things out into the ether, and instead of using some device, many of which are right in front of me and easily accessible, to get some answers, I just speculate. They're self-driving cars. They've got like cameras all around them. I don't trust them. If I see it coming down the street, I wait to cross. I was behind one in traffic the other day and I was fucking stressing. And they slow down in a weird way. Like, it's not, I don't know, there was a car in front of them, or you know what it was? We were in a lane and there was a car pulled over, like picking someone up, but not all the way out of the road. And the car was like, nothing happened. There was no accident, but it was going back and forth. Listen, I just got hyper aware in that moment. This is so ADD. How bad is my swallowing and extra sounds outside of words? I imagine if it's really a nightmare, there's no one still listening who it's a nightmare for because they've abandoned me. But I feel like I do a lot of this kind of that stuff. And sorry for that symphony of whatever the fuck. I have a really moist mouth. Is that? That's disgusting. But I don't know. I'm like, I don't know if it's like because I have a weak chin. I sort of have that like British looking inbred chin a little bit. Does that make me more like watery in my mouth? My mouth is watering at all times. I'm just hungry at every second of the day. What if that's what it was? What if actually it's like, oh, if you just ate balanced meals and drank your water, this wouldn't be a problem. Does anyone else suffer with this? Does anyone else feel like you're constantly like... And here's the thing. I don't know if I only notice it when I'm doing things like speaking, which if this is an affliction that is not, I don't want to say rare, but that is, you know, actually an affliction, like it's more than anyone else does, as opposed to, yeah, that happens to everyone, you fucking idiot. You don't have a problem. Boy, did I pick the wrong field, huh? Really an uphill battle I've set for myself speaking for a living. But I don't know if I just notice it more in the moments that I'm having to speak for a podcast on stage and it's the same amount it always is, or if for some reason it heightens in those moments. It feels like it heightens. Whatever. I need to stop commenting on the things I'm commenting. I need to just like, I don't need to go like, God, this is insane. I need to just be insane, or maybe not insane. Who knows? Water time. Anyway, it's just nice to know that, you know, when the end comes, they're taking out the East Coast first. So weather will get us over here in California, but I don't know. Chinese spy balloons will take out New Jersey. And it's, you know, it's been a good run. United healthcare, huh? Boy. Boy, did I mean to make this episode a long time ago. And by a long time ago, I mean right after it happened and life ensued. And by life, I mean I took a whole day setting up this whole podcast setup. And I'm using a new recording interface. It's like a former one I used to use. Look, I'll cut to the chase. It's free. Your girl's trying to save money. I am in a weird window of, I'm editing my special, but like we're holding to book dates in 2025 so that I can book them. This is like a little behind the curtains and might be boring if you're not in comedy, but might be interesting. We're waiting until I know when I'm going to drop the special before we really book more dates, because the plan is once I know when the special's coming, I can reach out to my friends who have bigger podcasts, try to go on those, hopefully get booked, like hopefully they'll have me on, and be reaching a bigger audience. And my booking agent can say, you know, she's going to be on XYZ XYZ podcast promoting her special, and she can promote these shows, which just makes it a little more enticing, possibly gets me a better deal. But the stress of not having very many dates booked in advance, when my whole life for the last 10 years has been the road. I've got one weekend booked. Shout out to the Cincinnati area. I'm at the beginning of February, February 6th and 7th or 7th and 8th, whatever the Friday, Saturday is. I'm in Dayton, Kentucky at Commonwealth Sanctuary. I'm very excited to come there. I had to reschedule last year because I had to rebook because of a thing that came up. I got a gigantic offer to open casino shows for Hannah Burner and Michael Blaustein and Jessica Kearson. They made me an offer of good reviews, you know, casinos. I'm available. Let me tell you, you need me to work clean. You want me to host? Give me your money. So I will be back there. So if you are in the Cincinnati area or you know anyone in the Cincinnati area, that is the one place I have booked. That's so bizarre for me. I always have multiple dates. And even though logically I know like this is the plan, I feel like I'm jumping without a net right now. And my podcast is being edited. My special is being edited. So I'm kind of in this window of, we're not sure how long it's going to take there. And it's got to go to audio. I don't know how long that's going to take because I don't understand it. I barely understand audio enough. You guys know half the reason that this podcast sometimes goes away for a while is because there will be a small error, you know, project error, whatever. It almost happened today where something pops up and it's like the recording is off. And so something needs to be adjusted. I have to fix something. And after a very small amount of time, not enough time spent to figure it out, I get overwhelmed and I go, well, fuck it. And then I just don't come back. I need to have a producer, an engineer that knows what the fuck they're doing, that is capable and reliable. And frankly, I feel like I don't really have the budget for someone who is. The prices here in LA, like I looked into studios and I'm like, oh, I would go into debt having a podcast with some of these places. So here's where it is. It's sporadic. I don't even remember like what this podcast was going to be about anymore, this specific episode. I do remember that this podcast, the actual podcast, was definitely going to be interviews where I get silly but do ask people about their thing, and I need to get back to that. And it's not a growth and development podcast. We're growing. We're learning sometimes from these people that I have on, these people. But it's supposed to be a curiosity. Yeah, I guess it is a learning. But like, it's supposed to be fun and silly and funny with a person who I can probe. Much like whoever is behind the drones in New Jersey will be doing to us shortly. Almost certainly. And I want to get back to that. I'm going to book up a bunch of guests and record a new season in the new year. If you have suggestions of the types of guests, if you have a specific guest who has a thing, you know, whether it's their job, they have a unique story, something crazy happened, any different demographic from me. So age, gender, sexuality, religion, race, you name it. That stuff fascinates me. Someone who's really smart and really educated in a certain thing, whether they are an actual expert and that's their job, or they are just someone who is super into something and they can tell me about it and tell me how they got into it. Those suggestions, go to my Facebook group. So go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/JMS comedy. And please, if someone's popping up and you're going, but that's a whole thing, please, I beg you. I know how hard it is to take one step, let alone a couple steps. It would mean the world to me if, A, you left a review if you haven't left one. But more importantly, facebook.com/JMS comedy. I will link it in the show notes. Go to the group, idiots, request to join, throw in the suggestion, just put it as a thing. Hey, as a comment in the, just as a post in the thread. Hey, I would love to hear you interview someone who is a transgendered Muslim. I don't know one personally, but I'm willing to look. Do you know someone who is a fringe anarchist who lives in a small town that wants to secede from the United States? I also don't know anyone there. But if you know someone, please, for the love of God, send them my way. And that being said, I do have a couple.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Episodes, and I said this before, I need to release. So for the holiday season, here's the holiday special I'm cooking up for you. Happy holidays, happy holidays. My dog is so sick of me singing songs. I'm gonna release the episodes I've been sitting on. We got my mom, who just retired, and the interview is over Zoom, but she was in her office. Like, that's, she retired. She doesn't even work there anymore. But it wasn't about her job. It was about her or her life. I thought it was actually a very nice episode. It was very sweet. So you get to meet the side of my mom that my mom has curated for you. You know what I mean? People with crazy moms, you know what I mean? But it was nice. And Omid Singh, we had a fucking great episode. I gotta release the audio. The video got fucked up, and that was the beginning of my most recent giant hiatus, was that video. I was like, fuck it. And I had been paying someone a good amount. Not a crazy amount. Little less than the studio charge, but not an unreasonable amount, in my opinion. And there was just a couple fuck-ups, and that was like the last straw. The David Ferrugio episode, and there was something else, and then this, and then I was like, what am I doing? I gotta reel it in. I gotta know when to cut ties. So, manifesting a goal for 2020, whatever year is coming, 2025. Can you guys fucking believe that? 2025. I've been on the road full time. Like, there's no denying it now. For 10 years. 10 years on the road. Started on the road really like 12 years ago, but like, Baby Deer Legs. I did my Walk of Shame tour with Lisa Curry and Dana Moon. And then really started hitting it. Just featuring for people. Headlining in the fucking weirdest, shittiest places for crap money. Like, an amount of money that some bookers, it's like, you fucked me. And you know you fucked me. But anyway. Being an independent contractor with your dream as the thing that you, like, the thing you love as the thing you make money from is quite a mindfuck, kids. All that to say, this whole episode was actually just going to be me telling you I'm going to release those episodes. You know what else I'm doing? I'm going into the archives of Patreon because I could putzed Patreon twice. I made a Patreon for this and I was like, I don't really know what to give you guys. The podcast, me. And I paused it. Then I made one about comedy and I was like doing comedy coaching and helping people. And I liked that. And I just brought it to a close because my career got busy. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to take advantage of people. I did this as like sort of a response of like, well, what, how can I be of service in another way? And I really loved it, man. I loved the, like, I did some one-on-one coaching. I did group sessions. We all did the artist way together. That was crazy. That's the only reason I got through that is because of the group. The amount of times I got like 6 or 7 weeks in, I was like, man, it was once. But I am trying to, because I'm in this limbo of like, what the fuck am I doing? By the way, if anyone listening to this still is a stand-up comedian, I'm shocked that you're listening to this. Thank you. Thank you so much. As a stand-up comedian, knowing what I listen to, that it means a lot. I am doing one or two small group writing intensive. So if you're a comedian who's been at it for a little while, this isn't for people wanting to get into comedy. This is people who are like, are actively doing comedy. It's basically a 5-week boot camp with a small group of other comics. Becomes sort of like a writer's room where I'm offering you punch up, but you get the opportunity to pitch in, work out that muscle of learning to like understand other people's voices. I will have special guests. And there is some opportunity for short one-on-one periods where you can just sort of career counseling type of thing. And for full transparency, I worked in career counseling, isn't the fucking consulting. I was a career consultant my first job out of college. So it's not me just totally flying by the seat of my pants and being like, well, I have a career, so I can help other people have careers, you know? I got like two into that for a minute. And then I was like, no, my goal isn't to be a comedy coach. So I had to pump the brakes. I was getting too into other people's things and not focusing enough on mine. And then the second I stopped, I was like, oh, look at this. I can shoot a special. Great. Anyway. I never even got to say how much I really appreciate Luigi Mangione and the service he's done for Americans by at least making CEOs shudder. They'll think twice before they enact. Look, some fucking thing that absolutely fucks their customers, especially in healthcare. And I think it's good. I think they should think twice. I think that they should examine their conscience and go, no, you know what? Actually, maybe like we should help people. I don't think that's a lot to ask from an insurance company. You're supposed to be insured. They should have assurance companies. That's what it should be called if a company actually helps their customers. Geico? Fucking helped me, made it so easy when I got hit and run, rear-ended on a fucking highway in April. What an up and down this year has been. This wasn't even supposed to be a wrap-up episode. The point is, I'm going into the Patreon. I had bonus episodes there. I've got cool-ass guests. Ahmet Bilge is the first that comes to mind. Turkish dude who's now a comedian in Switzerland. We recorded our episode when I was over there touring, and it was like right before everything shut down. I was there January 2020. Honestly, I think I fucking got COVID there. I was so fucking sick. That's a rad one. I have a random one where I was like at Dulce Sloan's in New York. And I think Paul Elia just came over. Like, it was just a party. It was just a fucking clusterfuck of silly. So I'm going to release those. The backlogged episodes, I've got 2, maybe 3 of those. Maybe 4. They won't all be on Patreon. Not Patreon, Jesus. They won't all be on YouTube because some of the video got fucked up. Well, let me ask you this. Is there anyone out there who, like, would listen to those on, like, YouTube is a place you go and still just listen to things. Is it worth, like, putting the logo over and just letting the audio fly? I didn't know. If I have video, there will be video. But they will be audio. I really want your suggestions. I fell off. I need to get a producer of some sort. I've got to figure it out. And also, is anyone still listening to this that was also a slob? Slobs people, where are you at? I am teetering on the idea of, because we had to stop because Steph and I schedules simply do not align. One of the last times I hung out with Steph was when I had her on this podcast. And if you've been paying attention, that was last year. That was a year ago. I've seen her, I think, 3 or 4 times in the entire 2024. It's just fucking psychotic. Her touring schedule's crazy. We're booking other work. My touring schedule's crazy when hers isn't crazy. Like, or same. Excuse me. And there was just no way it could work once it was two of us and we realized that. And here's where I fucked up. I threw out the idea to the Slobs listeners in a survey on our Instagram. I said, hey, would you guys listen if there was a recurring co-host to keep it going? And at the time, it was like maybe each of us would still be there and we'd have a random varying co-host. So it wouldn't be a third person. It would just be we bring someone in. And it got 100 and I don't know. The following over there is a couple thousand people just on that Instagram, which is not all the listeners, but I was like, okay, let's just, that's the best. How do you fucking survey your listeners? So I was like, okay, let's get the ones on Instagram. It was like a 95% yes. And then I just didn't do that because I was like, it's just not the same. It's not the same without me and Steph. And it's not. It'll never be the same. Her and I have our own special dynamic. She's fucking hilarious. I'm fucking hilarious. And together, it's psychotic. Absolutely. But I miss the format, so I'm teetering on, do I trial run also doing like 10 to 12 episodes of that with rotating guest hosts and see if people still are into it with it like that. And it would obviously, Steph would know. She told me. She's like, get another co-host. I'm sorry that like our schedules don't work out. Because I was still like, I'm not on the road quite as much as she is. So I was like, I could still squeeze it in on like if we made a regular day. I also just love the fans. I mean, I love you guys, but I was getting active like fan engagement, like people coming to shows. You guys, you sometimes come to shows, but I'll just be honest, there's less of you than there were of the slobs. And I think you guys are more introverted. So when you come to shows, not all of you, some of you are downright my fucking buds online. We're interacting. I know you. When you come to a show, I see you and you know this. I've gone, oh, fuck, dude. Hell yeah. What's up? I've met your girlfriends. I've met your boyfriends. I've met your wives. It's the best. But I think more of you are introverted than over there. It's like fucking wild ass bitches like me when I was fun. Anyway, if anyone listening to this is a slob, slobby baby, let me know if you think that'd be, if you're down for that. I got some people in mind to rotate in. And then I don't know if it'd be a thing where if like somebody like was a fan favorite, they'd kind of like slide into being the guest, the like regular co-host. Steph, it would be an open door for her. Obviously, I think I already said that. I'm so ADD. I'm also looking at the clock going, my Zoom for this volunteer thing I shouldn't be volunteering for because I should focus on all these things I said I'm not focusing on is about to happen, but I'd get to like be with wildlife and I really love wildlife. Ouch. If you're only listening to this, you can't see Moki. Literally, my dog looked up at me and was like, am I not enough for you? Am I not enough? Don't you love me? Listen, this is a wild rambling rant, but I stand by everything I said, probably. What are people doing for the holidays? I'm supposed to sing tonight. By the time this comes out, it'll come out today, but by the time you listen to it, this may have passed. Katie Gazorla, fucking phenomenon, love her, wild animal. She was a guest on Slobs. Owns a club now, Kookaburra Lounge. She booked me, but like to sing a Christmas song, and that's tonight. I don't have a fucking clue what I'm singing. I don't have anything prepared. What am I doing? Anyway, here's to 2025. I'm going to try to get out one more episode before the year ends that's fresh, that isn't me putting out episodes that are backlogged. Talking about New Year's and fucking what we're doing. End of year wrap up. What went well? What went bad? Where do we go from here? Anyway, if I don't get it out before Christmas, which I almost certainly won't, Godspeed with your families. I'm picking up my mom and my aunt from the cruise port tomorrow because they did a 16-day cruise in Hawaii. Good for them. No, they had fun. But my mom did say, well, I want to go to Hawaii just to say I've been. I was like, oh, are you going to like go and hang out and like see the island? She's like, no, they like went to Pearl Harbor. They did, you know, cruises have these things where you can do like an excursion. So you see like one thing, and they did some of those. She couldn't do some of the things I think I would like to do if I was doing a Hawaii cruise, which is like hikes up into the mountains, because she has COPD, so she just can't hike, you know, she runs out of steam too quickly. But I want to do it just to say I did it. Am I insane? That's crazy to me. To say you did it, do it to have done it. Sure, it's a great experience. You'll probably say that you've done it if it was a cool experience. People are just out here doing things just to go, I did that. That's probably why most people run a marathon. In fact, I ran a marathon and I don't take advantage of that enough. I did that. Oh, Everest? I did that. Oh, consideration for a list for a Grammy? I literally did that. I did that. They did that. Someone did that. That happened. Oh, made a podcast sporadically and over time really isolated myself from the listeners by putting out crazy shit like this. I did that. Name on the wall at the Comedy Store. I did that. It's like, I did, but it's like, that was, the talking about it isn't the, getting to say I did it isn't the cool part. It was, it's doing it. Putting in the work and, or putting in the time or having the luxury in this case of getting to go see a beautiful place. I think there really is something to be said about now. I've touched on something that should have been the top of the episode, but like, especially nowadays with social media, there's my alarm going, get ready for your Zoom. So I must go. We do so many things to like show that we've done them. Even me, it's like anytime I try something new, I'm like, why do I try to make it content? I do. I will. I'll probably never stop, to be honest. But I want to do things just to do them. I want to do things for the pure joy of doing. We're all going to die one day. And some of us a lot sooner than any of us realize. Just enjoy the experience. Be in the moment. But while you're in the moment, also be listening to my podcast. That's so fucking... Listen, you guys, let's get out there in 2025 and do more things and be alive and be real humans. I'm obviously doing fine. Listen, idiots, I look forward to hearing your suggestions for guests. I look forward to getting back to the mashed up format of guests where we're learning, but it's fun and silly and sometimes deep, but sometimes ridiculous. Happy whatever day this is. Keep asking questions. The more we ask, the more we learn, the more we know, and the more we know, the more we can look down on others who aren't as smart as we are. And isn't that the point, Moki? Oh my God, I feel like Dr. Evil, and I have to end this by telling you, last night at a taping, I'm pretty sure Seth Green was trying to flirt with me. Anyway, I had a cool dress on. Didn't take any pictures. Okay, goodbye.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.